The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show.
Shad Olson Show.
Hey!
Chad Olson Show.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business, not just at One America. The data is consistent across every player in that business. Now, this is primarily working age people, 18 to 64, that are in employers like all the employers on the screen here. And what we saw just in third quarter, we're seeing it continue into fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Now, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma or a one in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40% is just unheard of. And what the data is showing us is that the deaths that are being reported as COVID deaths greatly understate the actual death losses among working age people.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we start the program today with a trigger warning for any of the minimalists, the COVID-19 minimalists in the Patriot set, who from the very outset of this have tried to say that, well, you know, the only purpose of COVID-19 was the manipulation of the population and the installation of a social control grid, the forcing of the mask wearing, the forcing of the lockdown, the forcing of behavioral changes and the expectation of compliance by large and noxious and powerful centralized government. All of that is true. All of that is true, but as I've said from the very outset of this, more than one thing can be true and more than one dimension of the impact and the intended outcome and effect of this bioweapon deployment against humanity. More than one thing is important for the accomplishing of the objectives of the deep state and of the centralized autocratic world government that they're building before our very eyes as a result of the launch of the bioweapon and both halves of the bioweapon, whether it be the mRNA virus or the mRNA vaccination. And it was to my own great peril and making me an object of cancellation by the Patriot set and even by Trump supporters throughout 2020 when I told you this virus is killing people. And, oh, by the way, it's not killing people at the rate of influenza. Now, there are a great many of you out there never going to be dissuaded that this is far less deadly than the flu. And I have no interest in trying to convince you otherwise because you're as indoctrinated in that direction as a CNN viewer is in the direction of abject panic and sky is falling and chicken littleism that they've used to drive the changes in behavior and demands and expectations of compliance from the other side. And so I'm not interested in trying to convince you otherwise. What I've said from the beginning is that total death is rising. Total death is going to be the tail of the tape. And that's absolutely the truth of the matter. And so for those of you COVIDiots who continue to try to minimize the actual death toll of the virus and of the vaccine, I'm very sorry that you're simply missing part of the dimension of this. They want to kill people, and these people have inflicted a crime against humanity that we should never be in the business of exonerating them for. As we try to make sense of the narrative and what the desired outcome is of the New World Order planners when they concocted, built the virus at the University of North Carolina, the SHC-014 spike protein mating with the SARS virus and using that and inflicting it on the population. If you want to be in the business of sitting and quibbling about decimal points and mask wearing in the face of something that is wholly deserving of a Nuremberg tribunal and the reconvening of a Geneva-type convention in rules of warfare, because this is, it's a violation of both. Not simply a violation of the U.S. Constitution and forcing people to take vaccines or forcing them to wear masks or the lockdowns or all the rest of it. This is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, not just in the vaccinations, but in the release of the virus as a bioweapon for the reset of the world economy, for the scuttling of the Trump economy, the economic primacy of the Trump policies, all of which Joe Biden has reversed, resulting in massive inflation, resulting in skyrocketing gasoline prices that they're now trying to blame on big oil, by the way. Idiot mouth-breathing SJWs across the world are now trying to say that it's big oil's fault, that they're gouging the consumer, they're gouging the customer at the pump, and it's the fault of big oil, that Joe Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. And shut down fracking and fracking leases and the ability to lease land on the federal lands for the purposes of fracking and oil extraction and everything else that he's done to try to strangle the American energy sector in the crib while promising juicy tax breaks and Solyndra-style pump-and-dump business opportunities in the quote-unquote green sector. It's absolutely no surprise how we arrived at this portion, but please understand. Depopulation, and especially depopulation of the United States, was always the objective. Does that mean we have to run around wearing masks? No. Does it mean that everybody should take the vaccine or we're all going to die? No, it does not. But what it means is that these people should not be let off the hook by the inanity, the inane argument on the part of the Patriot set that I hear among my Patriot brethren trying to minimize the virus and saying that the only thing that we have to fear is fear itself. It's patently false. And you listen to an actual actuarial, say that 50 times fast, an actual actuarial who says total death, especially among working age adults, 18 to 64, is up 40% year over year. Well, how could that possibly be, you say? Well, it could be because, just like everything else, you're not being given the truth about the impact of the virus. You're not being given the truth, even in the overblown statistics and all the things that they're talking about. Mainstream media wants to talk about death of those above the age of 65. 65 to 90, the mainstream media wants to hone in on that and talk about that. Totally ignoring the 25-year-old world-class athletes that are collapsing daily and having heart attacks during their physical training regimen, those that have not understood and realized the change in their body and taken the route to early retirement because they simply cannot any longer play their sport, best mountain bike racer in the world, quitting the sport in his prime because he took two vaccines. Took a vaccine and a booster and developed pericarditis and can no longer generate the kind of wattage and the kind of power cardiovascularly to be world class at one of the most demanding sports in the world. And I know of which I speak when I talk about that. I was an elite junior racer in the United States in both the time trial and the road race. Did triathlons, grew up on swim team, swam competitively for 11 years, in the pool every single day, 3 and 4 hour stretch. And you see some of these world-class cardiovascular athletes that are being outsized and disproportionately affected by the vaccines because of the attack on the heart. Probably not many baseball players that are going to be forced out of their sport by the vaccine. Maybe they develop some kind of neurological tick or, you know, whatever. But standing around in the outfield waiting for a pop fly is not the same as having to generate 1,200 watts of cardiovascular power for 7 straight hours in order to be world class and to touch the podium in, say, the Ironman triathlon or Tour de France bicycle racing or mountain bike world championships, as is the case with the United States' best mountain bike racer, who was forced out of the sport as a result of having taken 2 of the vaccines. There are people, and I know names of people that I knew personally who have committed suicide over the fact that they took the vaccines and can no longer compete at the highest level in the world of cycling. People in the state of Colorado who were world-class racers, some were national-class racers, who can no longer even do the sport and couldn't train, and within the span of weeks after having taken the first and second shots, literally came to the understanding that they are no longer world-class at their sport. There's no point in training. If they continue to try to push the issue, they'll probably die. And so they quit training, reconciled themselves to the fact that they have to quit their sport, and with that kind of a depressing prognosis for the rest of their lives and realizing the injury and how it happened post-vaccination, have taken their own lives. And that's just brass tacks, facts of the matter. But if we're going to sit and we're going to have an intelligent, holistic conversation about this, that meaning that we cover every single base of this, they are exterminating the human race, both in the immediate and in the trailing effects of what these vaccines and what the virus is inflicting on humanity. In the circulation of the SHC-014 spike surface protein array that I first told you about in January of 2020. First in the world broadcast and first in the world publication to talk about Dr. Ralph Baric, talk about the mRNA technology, talk about the artificial phylogenetics and the way that the pathogen was assembled via CRISPR technology in the laboratory. You heard it all first right here in January of 2020. And it is an extermination event for humanity from start to finish. And if we sit and we try to pretend that the total death is not up worldwide, we're simply missing the greatest crime ever inflicted against humanity as they usher in the Great Reset and try to lower world population to make us easier to control ahead of the realization of the full agenda of 2030. Now, this more from Scott Davison from One America Life Insurance Providers.
And we are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business, not just at One America. The data is consistent across every player in that business. Now, this is primarily working age people, 18 to 64, that are in employers like all the employers on the screen here. And what we saw just in third quarter, and we're seeing it continue into fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Now, just to give you an idea of how bad that is, a 3 sigma or a 1 in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40% is just unheard of. And what the data is showing to us is that the deaths that are being reported as COVID deaths greatly understate the actual death losses among working age people from the pandemic. It may not all be COVID on their death certificate, but deaths are up just a huge, huge numbers.
Only way out of this is if we understand and accept the totality of reality and are willing to lay the consequences and the righteous judgment of justice at the feet of those who are responsible for this demonic ploy against humanity. And when you run interference for Beijing in the collaboration with the U.S. intelligence agencies, the launching of this bioweapon, this artificial pathogen against humanity, you're exonerating demon creatures who are trying to kill off the human species. That's just brass tacks. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
Repeat after me. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. Capitalism is evil. The wealth of a nation belongs to all the people. The money of the wealthy should be given to the poor. The wealthy among us are parasites, sucking the lifeblood of the common man. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
January of 2020, you wrote an article titled COVID-19, Born in North Carolina, Sold to Wuhan Lab, Optimized for Pandemic Spread. You wrote that in January of 2020.
Everything that we saw Donald Trump succeed at, they were desperate to derail, and they did it with COVID-19. I say it to my audience all the time, and I'm going to say it to yours. The virus is the election fraud. The virus is the election fraud.
Again, you wrote this article January 2020. You called it before anybody had imprinted it. You were banned. You were canceled. You were trashed. You were lied about. Google algorithm was changed because of Chad Olson. I mean, because yes. You nailed it, brother, and everybody knew it.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.